This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. Today, how Google used AI to accurately predict floods up to 7 days in advance. But before we get into that, the Amazon Spring Sale is here. However, don't mistake this for a Spring Prime Day. Unlike Amazon's bigger, traditional sale events, this one doesn't revolve around Prime-exclusive discounts. And that's a good thing. That means anyone who shops on Amazon can take advantage of the deals. Given the seasonal nature of this event, it's not a boon for discounts on laptops, tablets, wearables, and the like. However, we were able to find a number of decent discounts worth your time and money. While most of these Amazon deal prices are not the same as those we saw around Black Friday last year, some get pretty close. Check out the best Amazon big spring sale deals on tech we love that you can get right now at Engadget.com. And there's nothing quite like getting into the zone during a run. And for many of us, the right soundtrack is a requirement. Whether you need classic rock, reggaeton, or an immersive audiobook to properly settle into your morning jog, you'll get the best listening experience with a good pair of wireless headphones for running. But not all wireless workout headphones are created equally, and runners need to consider specific needs before investing in a pair, like how long your runs are, what type of music or other audio you prefer listening to, and how much you want to block out the world during a session. If you're just getting into a new running routine and need a pair of headphones that can keep up, or you're a seasoned pro looking for an upgrade, listen up. We've tested more than a dozen Bluetooth headphones for running to come up with our top picks and help you decide which is right for you. It's our list of the best headphones for running in 2024 at Engadget.com.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Google just announced that it has been using AI to successfully predict riverline floods up to 7 days in advance in some cases. This isn't just tech company hyperbole, as the findings were actually published in the esteemed science journal Nature. Floods are the most common natural disaster throughout the world, so any early warning system is good news. Floods have been notoriously tricky to predict, as most rivers don't have stream flow gauges. Google got around this problem by training machine learning models with all kinds of relevant data, including historical events, river level readings, elevation and terrain readings, and more. After that, the company generated localized maps and ran hundreds of thousands of simulations in each location. This combination of techniques allowed the models to accurately predict upcoming floods. The approach built highly accurate models for very particular locations, but Google hopes to use these techniques to eventually solve the problem at global scale. While the company did successfully predict some floods a full 7 days in advance, the average came in at around 5 days. Still, Google's confident that it has extended the reliability of currently available global nowcasts from 0 to 5 days. It's also significantly improved forecasting in underrepresented regions like some parts of Africa and Asia. All told, this technology allowed Google to provide accurate flood forecasting in 80 countries, with a total population of 460 million. The company made these forecasts available in Google Search, Google Maps, and via Android notifications. This information is also available via the company's proprietary FloodHub web app, which began operations back in 2022. So what's next? Google will continue to explore the potential of machine learning to create better flood forecasting models and has teamed up with academic researchers to fine-tune the AI-driven approach. The company hopes this will eventually result in a global end-to-end flood forecasting platform. Thanks for listening to the show. Make sure to rate, review, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts. Today's show featured journalism by Engadget contributor Lawrence Bonk and was produced by Spoken Layer. I'm Imran Sheikh, and as always, we'll talk more tomorrow.
Spoken Layer.